Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Oh, little team that you've maybe heard of called the New York Rangers, who have our former boss and our former forward. Jody Shelley, little Shelley time of the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Products Fan Guest Hotline. Jody, John Davidson, Artemi Panarin, both hurt. I think JD, though, you feel like he came here to do what he was sent here to do. He put the foundation in place. He brought in Yarmo. He delivered the playoffs. He delivered a playoff win. He delivered roster stability, stabilized the franchise, all of those things. And this was home, right? Like, this is home. He's a Rangers legend. Panarin hurts more because he chose a prettier girl. I don't know any other way to put it. Where do you sit on this return tonight?
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, I love the fact that this is an emotional game. Because, first of all, it's the Rangers. So, the Metropolitan Division, when the New York Rangers are in town, it's always fun. And then there's always been storylines between the Blue Jackets and the Rangers. Go back almost a decade now. We've got Tortorella. It's always fun to see him talking to the traveling party at the New York Rangers. So that's always great. But you're right. John Davidson took a dream job, and Panarin did too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
John Davidson had an opportunity, and last year, after going all in with this organization, they came calling, and it was kind of a good time for him to go, and you wish him nothing but the best. He's a recognizable, good Ranger, and he was a broadcast partner for a long time there, so great on him. But Panarin leaving with him, we had Panarin. We got him from Chicago. How did we get Artemi Panarin? And it was so fun to see him here. He was a great Blue Jacket. He set a franchise record for a single season in assists and points last year. It was fun to watch, and he's that dynamic player you dream about. But he chose to go to New York as a Ranger. So, with tonight's game on hand, we've been waiting for this one because, you don't get a chance to get after him, I guess, if you will. But tonight you want to see him come in and get no points and lose and head out of town. That's just the reality of it. But you respect the fact that he was here for a great amount of time, did what he did for this organization. You wish he would have stayed in a perfect world, but that's how it is. That's how it goes. So good luck.
Jody, as I sit here and I read quotes of his coming back to Columbus, I'm wondering if his English has gotten a little better since he's gone to New York. That might be the case for the bread man. What do you expect the reaction to be from nationwide with the fact of Artemi coming?
I think there'll be a nice ovation when they do pay respects to him in the game. They're going to do a video tribute, I would say, say thank you for your time in Columbus. But you know what? I probably wouldn't be surprised to hear a good, healthy set of boos. I mean, I just think that's...
Yeah, you will.
This is a passionate fan base, and he chose to go somewhere else. So as a fan, it's my opportunity to go tonight to Nationwide Arena. And every time he touches the puck, you give him a good little boo. And I'm not encouraging. I just think I would expect that to happen. But I think during the ovation, the recognition, they'll give him a nice ovation.
I mean, fan is short for fanatic. And it's the only thing where it's the only profession where the fan, it holds it against a player for choosing where they want to work. Right, there's no other profession.
Yeah.
Like if James and I decide, if Scottsdale Daily decides that they want to do Bishop and Laurinaitis, they're going to pay us twice what we're getting paid here, and we can go live in Scottsdale, and they're going to put us up. We go, oh, geez, that's pretty good. The weather's great all the time. Maybe we ought to go do that. And it's not like anybody here is going to hate you. But in professional sports, we don't like it. We don't like our guys leaving our teams, and that's a very American way of it because our teams, and I think a lot of it comes from the NFL and before free agency, where guys stayed with teams their entire careers, and you want them to stay. And so, look, we had to deal this with the Rangers with Rick Nash. That was one of the most uncomfortable moments in that building that I have ever been in because there was such an uneasiness. I mean, here's Calvert fighting Nasher. It was crazy. And Bob, prodding him. I mean, the whole thing was nuts. It was really a weird night. It was a really intense night. I don't think it'll be anything like that because Panarin did not have the impact that Nash did. He wasn't a captain. He wasn't the face of the franchise for a decade. So I don't think it'll have anything like that. I think mostly you'll just be sad that he's not on your team anymore.
Yeah, and I think with Rick, I mean, I think when he pushed Bobrovsky, that was the goodbye moment. Bye-bye Columbus. That's the way I felt about it. And that's the way I think our fans felt about it. It was like, okay, now you are officially on the other side. And, you know, all those feelings that were held for Rick on the ice were then immediately gone. So I enjoy that. I enjoy the passion of the fans. You see it in big markets. You expect it in Philly. But I like the emotion of our fans to bring it, to wear their heart on the sleeve. Why not? You get the moment when he touches the puck. Give him what you want to give him. I love that.
Jody, take us in the locker room of the emotions of the other guys, right? The leaders that had to deal with the distractions of both. You're going to get Brett and Bob in back-to-back games, assuming Bob plays because he got benched. I know that. But still, I'm assuming they're going to play him versus the Jackets when they go down there Saturday. But that's a unique schedule thing, to have those two teams back-to-back. And look, you can appreciate them as teammates. Obviously, they're really good players. But there still has to be part of you in that locker room, some of the leaders that were like, dude, we dealt with a lot of crap from these two last year as far as just outside distractions. What's that like emotionally during this week?
Well, I hope it's high. I hope that they roll up their sleeves on this one and say, if there's a game, we need to bring it. If there's a game we need to win, it's this game. You know, they said that in the offseason when they left. They said it in camp. They said it early in the season. Yeah, we're not happy that those guys chose to go somewhere else. Well, for me, here's an opportunity to show it. And I love the way these games come at an important time. We talked about last week being a moving week. It was average for this team. They didn't do anything great. So now they've got not only Panarin and Bobrovsky back-to-back, then they've got the Capitals and the Penguins. So if you look at want to look for emotion, which I think this team plays better with emotion, and it's hard to get emotion with Long Island and Arizona. I'll give them a pass for 2 days. But tonight and Saturday down in South Florida, let's see if they can bring that. It's important that they bring that. I think it shows us a glimpse in the room. So, yeah, James, I love that narrative. But if it's just talk, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
Jody, I'm hoping that the guy who really gets a bump from tonight is it Cam, who was good buddies with Brad and obviously benefited tremendously from playing on the same line and is off to one of the worst starts of his career. And we need him to be great. And I wonder if there will be a little bounce in his skates tonight. I would think there would be.
Yeah, you know, maybe this is that game. And you're right. And listen, Cam marvels. He marveled for 2 years while he played with Panarin about what he could do with the puck and how he got on the puck. And he was just, you know, it was a joyride for Cam, I think, in a sense. And, yeah, I think it's time for Cam to say, okay, I got this without you. I mean, you know, Cam can do it. We know that. He's not fighting for it enough right now. It's hard to do. So maybe tonight is the night where he just says, you know what, I'm going to put my head down and grind my way through this game and outplay Panarin. I mean, sometimes, listen, human nature, so we got to sometimes take a step back and look at that. And this could be, which is a great point, that time where, okay, you're in the room, I'm in the room, I'm going to outplay you. And that would be great to see that mano-a-mano tonight and Cam get on top and get rolling for this team.
Yeah, we need it. Appreciate you, buddy, as always. Hopefully we get a W tonight with the Rangers in town. Jody Shelley with a little bit of Shelley time. Have a good broadcast tonight, buddy. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the day. Hey, it's beautiful outside. Make sure you get outside today and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Get out and live.